This is a mystery story about a fish, 30 fish, snatched from the frigid waters of the Arctic, and nobody knows where they came from. The Arctic is warming at an alarming rate, changing the habitat of many species. This story takes a look at one of the region's animals, Arctic cod. Dr. Ben Laurel is an expert in Arctic cod development.
We just know so very little about the spawning life history of these animals. The question that we have is where these spawning grounds are.
This is the mystery. The annual period of sea ice has historically protected Arctic cod habitat from activities like tourism and oil exploration. But the ice has also prevented researchers from solving the mystery of where their nursery grounds are.
Under the ice, everything gets more difficult.
We can't just go out in the ocean that time of year. It's just not practical to be searching around for spawning locations. You can't go out and just directly measure it in the field. You have to have other approaches.
And that's just what a team of researchers, including Dr. Laurel, is doing.
My name is Kathleen Vestfalls, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow working with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I'm currently working on a modeling project.
Here's the concept. Vestfalls makes an educated conjecture of where in the ocean Arctic cod hatch, enters it into a model she's developing, and hits play. She's programmed the model with all sorts of information.
If we can get enough of the biological parameters that are important, then we can run that model and hopefully come to some reasonable estimation of where these spawning locations are.
30 Arctic cod, collected in the summer of 2012, found their way to the NOAA Alaska Fisheries Science Center Laboratory at the Hatfield Marine Science Center in Newport, Oregon. This is where Dr. Laurel conducts much of his research.
I'm feeding the biology, and we're getting that biology in the laboratory where we can study these fish from the egg stage, the larval stage, and the early juvenile stage when they would normally be under the ice.
Those 30 Arctic cod collected in 2012 were juveniles.
We kept those fish, and lo and behold, they began spawning in the lab.
And unlike salmon, they didn't die. They spawned the following year, and the one after that, for 5 years now. Laurel has spent the last 6 years perfecting husbandry protocols, studying the effects of temperature, and researching what food or energy sources Arctic cod prefer at various life stages.
We're trying to see what sort of size and energy these animals need to survive that six-month period where it's dark and it's very cold.
Vestfalls incorporated an oceanographic model that simulates ocean currents into her own model. Conceivably, she could then select a spawning location at a particular time of year, and her model would factor in water temperature, how the currents influence egg dispersal, and apply the relevant growth equation developed by Dr. Laurel. This would play out through the life history of the fish, recreating their dispersal tracks, effectively answering,
how do they get to that spot in that place and time?
Dr. Franz Muter is an associate professor of fisheries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the lead principal investigator on the modeling project. He said his team has been refining the model, which begs the question, did it work? Was the project team able to hone in on plausible hatching areas?
We had really no idea in the beginning where these fish are spawning, and now we know that they really must be coming from somewhere in the Bering Strait region, either on the Russian side or on the U.S. side, or even as far south as St. Lawrence Island.
Muter explained that ultimately the goal is to understand the full life cycle of Arctic cod, where they go during their first winter, where they spend their adult summers, and how they migrate back to their spawning locations and close their life cycle. In short, there is no shortage of work, especially since now there's a twist, creating another mystery. The region they've identified as likely spawning grounds has historically been covered in ice, but that's not the case for the last few winters.
So what that might mean for the future of the spawning population, we really don't know at this point.
The story you just heard and the research it described were supported by grants from the North Pacific Research Board through the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Other contributors include Dr. Janet Duffy Anderson, Dr. Kate Hedstrom, Dr. Seth Danielson, Dr. Alex DeRobertis, and Dr. Colleen Petrick. Music by VLVX. In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton.